I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Pants.
We've got our substitute teacher today, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Woo-hoo. Hello, class.
I should go back to school.
Do you like my hat?
I love your hat. I love our merch.
It's so cute.
I love it. We both got like giddy when we opened our package.
Truly. We really did.
I like the neon aspect. It reminds me of the 80s.
I think neon is in still.
I know, but it was,
regardless.
What's her name? Oh my God, I forgot her name.
Debbie Gibson?
No.
Tiffany?
No.
Not New Kids on the Block.
Cooler.
Oh my God, Kate.
Belinda Carlisle?
So much cooler.
Pat Benatar.
Okay, you're getting there. You're close. Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
Really, in my junior high, she was like the neon queen with the tutus and the hair things.
Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm. She really, for me, that's like, and then we all, because I had parachute pants, I had a pair of purple ones. I might have talked about them before. But
you have, yes.
There were like neon pink ones you could get at the mall. Everything was neon, the same color as your hat, the yellow, neon yellow. And if you could get those colors, it was like, whoa.
Right.
And the neon, remember the plastic bracelets?
The bangled plastic bracelets?
Yeah, but they were rubber. Tiny.
Yeah, of course.
And you wear as many as possible.
Of course.
Also in neon and black.
Were you around for the slap bracelets too? The ones that would
basically
cut your wrists open if you hit it in the wrong angle?
Yeah. Or broke like your wrist bone. Are you talking about the ones you like bang it against your wrist and
And then it goes around your...
Yeah, those were okay. Nobody was that excited in my school about those.
I wasn't a fan of those, but I'm just harking back.
Harking back. Anyway, I think our merch has an 80s feel. It also has like,
I think it has
doodle
a fun
on
graffiti.
Your...
It has a graffiti feel, a sketchy graffiti. We had a bunch of different versions of pants written all over the sweatshirt in all different styles.
Did you cover your books with grocery bags?
Of course.
Like newspaper grocery bag? Okay, I didn't know if that was still.
And then you draw all over.
So that was one of my favorite things to do to get ready. That's what it reminds me of also.
Course. Right. Absolutely.
Like you do your name in as many different fonts as possible.
Exactly.
Or the person you're in love with.
You practice your signature.
Yeah, that's what we did with pants.
Exactly.
We actually doodled all these on set.
We did.
And we scanned them to Jessa.
That's right. And then we took some pictures on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day that was.
Yeah. Well, now they're on the sweatshirts and the hats and the sweatpants. By the way, our sweatpants have pockets. I think that's a very big thing to bring up.
I have those on too. I have all this beautiful clothing upstairs, but I've been living in my pants merch since we got it.
I just washed mine and it's all like in a pile.
I did too. And I put them back on and they feel fabulous. They feel even better once you wash them. But yeah, I can't take these things off.
It's pretty great. It goes on sale. Oh, this will be out. It's already on sale when this podcast comes out.
We're a week ahead.
But it's a quick drop. That's what we do now. We do these quick drops. You got to get it while it's hot. And then it's over.
Which is less pressury. It's a lot of pressure.
Not only is it less pressure, but you don't have boxes of leftover merch because you just sell what someone bought. It's less wasteful.
Yeah, didn't you have a bunch of Her merch and you're still wondering what to do with it?
My entire garage, we would go on tour. We'd have to guess what sizes to buy. Like, okay, let's get 100 mediums and then 200. We had to get way more than that because once we left, we were gone. So we'd have bins and bins and bins of merch, which we had to unpack every night at soundcheck, set up the merch table. Whew, I'm getting tired just thinking about it, how much work it was. But yeah, you get home after a couple of months and you have like the dregs, you know what I mean? Just the little leftover sizes or I don't know. And then you're like, what do I do with it? And then it's stay in the garage.
I think there's a good handful of CSS merch in my garage.
Exactly.
I've snagged a few t-shirts, but I believe there's more.
I'll take one.
All right, I'll tell Anna. I thought she gave you one. She gave you a couple a few years ago.
I feel like I did. No, she gave me one a long time ago, and I don't know what happened to it. Also, you know what I realized the other day? The one jacket that I've held on to for...
The one I want?
No. You did want this one too, though. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Oh, the barn jacket. There's two jackets I've been wanting of yours.
Well, it's a jean jacket. It's a Wrangler jean jacket that has the fuzzy inside.
The I've Wrangler had it one for, with the collar, right?
Yeah, I've had it for like at least 20 years. I can't find it.
No.
And I think I finally lost it somewhere. I think I finally left it somewhere. Because I looked in Texas and I was like, oh my God, it's finally missing. And I'm really
I got
sad.
A question.
Yeah.
I get when you lose glasses, it sucks, but I understand. I get it when you lose a hat. I even understand if you lose a sweater. I one time left one of my favorite sweaters on an airplane, never saw it again. How do you lose a jacket? How do you misplace a jacket?
It's one of the easiest things to lose because weather changes. So you wear it or you bring it because you're like, oh, it's going to get cold. Or
and then
say
you hang
it's
it up
cold,
and you
then
put it somewhere.
Cold. Yeah. Or you put
I
it on the...
I don't get it.
Oh my God. You could leave it anywhere. You could have a friend's house. You know.
You have a habit of losing jackets because you you lost the jacket, the other jacket of yours that I adore and
what
covet.
Jacket?
It was this beat up, nondescript barn jacket kind of jacket, work jacket. It was just perfect. And every time you wore it, I was like, oh, I want that coat. And then you lost it. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
You have a habit of losing jackets, and I don't understand why.
First of all, I think my record of like 20 years holding on to it's pretty stellar.
Oh, you lost two great ones in a short amount of time. So I'm rethink that theory.
Well, I love how you're taking this on. I'm the devastated one because I got really excited the other day when it got cold and I was like, oh, I get to put on my favorite. Uh-oh.
And it's not like it's a windbreaker jacket that you can roll up in a ball and shove in a bag. This is one with shearling on it. So there's a little weight to it and you can hang it somewhere. You can't.
No, it's perfect. It's like literally the perfect jacket. It's gone.
Gotta hop on eBay.
I don't think
Do you remember
I'll find
the size?
No, because it broke
you will.
In. No, it broke into my body, like my elbows bent in the right place and it had the crease. Ugh.
I'm really sorry.
It was like heavy, but lightweight enough. It was like right in the middle. It was like super Goldilocks, like the perfect.
Do you remember the size and the year it was made and the company who made it?
No, it was definitely from the 70s.
All right. Do you know if it was Wrangler Lee Levi's?
I think it was either Wrangler or Lee.
Do you remember the size?
Mm-mm.
Was it kid sizes or woman sizes?
It seemed like it might have been a boy's.
Like 14?
It was like small enough to, because you know I have my small shoulders.
14, 16?
I don't know. I don't look at sizes. It just fit.
I buy boys' size jackets sometimes because they fit well. But
right.
Usually in like the 12 to 14
range
is usually.
But then they're squatty in the length part.
They can be.
Or your arms stop short.
You don't remember the size?
Uh-uh.
Hmm. Because you could find it. I should start a company. I'm really good at finding random things online. I should start a business where someone says, I'm really trying to find this thing, whether it's a song or a jacket or a hat or a DVD that doesn't exist anymore, and I'll find it.
I like this. This is a great business model.
It's a great business model because I am good at finding random stuff. It's just a matter of how you dig to find it. I've always been good at it.
Like do you use like different search words or something?
Exactly.
Well, by all means, find my jacket because I miss
it. Well, I need to know sizes and I need to see a picture.
Oh, I have so many pictures of me in it.
If you sent me a picture.
Okay.
Do you know your measurements, your shoulder, chest, arm length? You should know this stuff.
I mean,
you should know this.
You're like a stylist.
That's how I find things, because I know my measurements. So when I find something I want and I look at the measurements and if it matches.
Extra small as any shirt or jacket.
I know, but that doesn't mean a whole lot, because extra small is different depending on who's making it. You should always know your shoulder, your chest, your arm length.
What do you mean know your shoulder? Just go shoulder to like point.
What's your shoulder to shoulder? Yeah. What's the down the back? And also where you like to have your, where you like, what's your, what is this? Like down your, where you like to have something hit your waistline. Like, is it 24 inches? Is it 23 inches? Like,
well, you know, I like high waist. I go right to the belly.
No, but I'm talking about jackets. Like, what's your length of a jacket? Do you like it going below your hip bone? Do you like it going above? What's your,
I mean, you're making me want to get up and get a measuring tape.
I could measure for you.
Okay. When you come over tomorrow, Oh, you know what? I have one in my little sew kit. Yes, I have a sew kit.
Yeah, you need the, you want the cloth one or the plastic one that you can move.
I have that.
But you can't do it. It's hard to do it yourself because I've tried. You can do it. It's just annoying. And then you can't see and then you'll be saying, what's this?
I feel like I have like a crafty wave coming. I always had a policy, don't call me crafty because I can't stand that word. So I'm going to say it.
I just stopped being crafty to come on and do this episode just now.
What are you doing?
I have like actually rubber cement all over my hands I'm trying to pull off.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress. And I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like, yeah. I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into
okay,
bed.
Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep, are you hot, are you cold, are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Are you still making sneakers? You like really talked about that for months and then I haven't heard about it.
No, I found a pair of kicks that I have wanted for a long time, but they were really beat up.
Kicks?
Really beat up. Yeah, sneakers.
Oh boy.
What's wrong? You know I like sneakers.
I know.
I found a pair of sneakers that I've wanted for a very long time. And I found them at a really good price. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to do it. But when I was looking at them, I realized they needed some tender, loving care. And I see all over the place these young kids getting these beat up sneakers and rehabbing them to make them look practically brand new. And so I thought, why can't I do that? So that's what I'm doing at the moment. And I have news for you.
I had to go, and for some reason, this was months ago and I forgot to tell you till this very minute. I had to go to the Apple store like you did, I think, after that. This was before you. At a mall, because they had the certain thing I needed. It was at a mall, like it took me 40 minutes to get there. And in a totally different part of, not Los Angeles anymore. It was like somewhere else, whatever you call it. I go in, as I'm walking through, giant mall, right? On the left, they had this sneaker like workshop.
Oh.
And it was packed.
I'd go there.
I know you would. And I was like, don't forget to tell Kate about this. You either bring your sneakers or I think you can. And it was all the things with the sewing machines where you stitch the, it's called something and it's only to do what you're talking about, where they have all the equipment.
I watch videos of that. People like with the sewing machine and doing the double thread, sewing the new leather and the soles
onto the.
It's
a place. There's a whole company that does it.
Where?
It was like deeper than Northridge. It was like, I don't know.
Was it crowded?
I mean, it was full of teenagers.
That might be a problem, right? My little hobby is.
No, I actually thought, because you do this, you'll like become obsessed with something and then
yeah,
you don't hear about it after a while. Right. You're like a kid on Christmas where you like talk about the toy, you play with it for a couple of days and then it's like.
I just need to be inspired.
Yeah.
And I got inspired finding these sneakers because, again, I wanted them. And I thought, I just put a little time and effort into it, I can fix these and make them look slightly, at least cleaned up enough to wear them. And I'm very excited. And I think I'm doing a very good job. I just have that cement all over my hands.
How do you get that off?
Just, it actually pulls off. You just have to let it dry. It's quite satisfying actually to pull
like
the
Elmer's
layers
glue.
Of exactly. So good timing. Cause I'm letting the cement set. To fix the soles of the shoe.
Great. I can't wait to see them.
I cleaned them yesterday with Rejuvenator. No,
Rejuvenator.
Yeah, Rejuvenator. It's a company where you get like a cleaning kit and you clean your shoes and it has all these different things, all these different brushes, soft, medium, hard for different parts of the sneaker.
I would be proud if I thought of that name actually.
Rejuvenator. Their videos are really satisfying to watch. You just hear the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch against the
What's
as they
that?
Clean. They're cleaning the,
You know, there are also like shoe repair places in every city.
That's not fun. What's fun about that?
Oh, hi,
Ben. I wouldn't replace a heel by any means.
But you don't wear heels.
But that's not fun. I don't want to take it to some guy, say, fix my shoe for $100. I can do it myself.
$100. I don't think it's that much, but
yeah, they do.
I get it.
No,
it's,
yeah,
about
they do.
It's about
depending,
the,
depending on the level of damage you're trying to fix, it can go up. Is Chi Chi okay? Does she have anything to contribute?
That's Peg.
Sorry, Peg.
She's got a lot of
identity.
Purring. Can you hear that?
How is Margaret? Oh, wow. She's loud.
Can you hear that?
I can.
Peg, you made it on pants on. I'm having a very cat week.
You are the cat lady.
Not a cat week.
How's it going?
It's great.
Cats?
I'm doing great. They're still alive. They're still in the house.
Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Those are the two things I really concentrate on.
Right. Did you enjoy our photo shoot the other day for our merch?
I loved it. I thought we did
great.
Okay,
good. I did too. I like the 90s theme around it.
Yeah, it's like we're wearing 80s, but we did a 90s photo shoot.
Throwing it back to the 90s. Exactly.
We're very band-like.
Yeah, what did Anna call it? It's her ode to Elastica.
Well, she thought it Elastica and also Fiona Apple with the flashlight.
Fiona Apple. That's right. That's right.
I feel like, so I'm feeling crafty. I kind of feel like making pillows, which is so silly, but I want to make pillows.
Fun. You know how to work a sewing machine, which I admire.
I do. Well, we had to, back in junior high, I had to take home ec class. So we learned how to sew. We learned how to cook, apparently. I don't remember that, but. I don't think they do that in school anymore.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I've got that.
So.
And then I want to paint like a tiny series of Topo Chico bottles. That's the other thing I want to do.
You want to paint a series of Topo Chico bottles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on a canvas.
Yeah, just like a little tiny series.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Those are the two things I might do over the holidays.
That sounds great. Do you have fabric for the pillows?
I do. It's all this Japanese vintage fabric. So I want to make these cool little...
Gorgeous.
Tiny throw pillows.
Oh, here we are talking about sneakers and pillows. Do we have any questions?
Hi, Kate and Leisha. I'm super excited to be calling and leaving a message for you. Feels very, I don't know, personal. So anyways.
It is personal.
My question is simple. I'm wondering if your PA Lily is single because she's really cute.
She is cute.
I know this because I was being kind of stalkerish, I guess, and just looking at photos that you guys were tagged in. And I was like, oh, that's Lily, their PA that they talk about. And she's super cute. So anyways, could be a cool story.
That would be a great story.
Okay, that's all.
Lily's adorable.
Well, that's adorable.
It is. Should we be matchmakers?
Well, no. Plus, I don't really know if we should talk about Lily's love life. We don't know. I mean,
I also don't know what Lily's love life is. Oh, a little bit, but I don't know what it is up to this point today.
I ask her a lot about it.
Okay. We had that talk a few weeks ago. And
no, but she is adorable. Lily is. She's a total catch.
Not only is she adorable, but she's incredibly smart. She's a mathematician. She could be an engineer if she wanted to, but somehow she decided to come to LA and try her hand on a Hollywood TV set.
She's like, you know that movie, A Beautiful Mind?
That's Lily.
That's like, I've seen her notepads and that's what they look like.
Lily said that the formula in Good Will Hunting, that was impossible to crack. She said, it's actually not that hard.
Right.
Like that's the level she's at.
And we're like, why are you a PA?
Why are you here?
And she said, because she wants to have different experiences before she goes and does something.
Because math is easy.
I mean, if you're going to pick like an easy, you know, work for, I mean, I think we're pretty easy.
You and I?
I think she gets a little bored sometimes. She's like, that's all you need. That's all you want.
Well, her timing was perfect with us because she came and worked with us right as I was about to start prep. And then you immediately were starting prep. So had she just been with us without that directing experience, I'm sure she would have gotten bored a lot faster because we are easy.
Well, I don't have a lot of needs.
Neither do I.
And I think some people come with a lot of needs. I don't.
Oh, there are plenty of people that come with a lot of needs.
But what's fun is then you just end up hanging out.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I feel like Peg is judging me.
She is.
And I don't know what I did to her.
To know this cat's internal thoughts would be gold.
True. But yeah, we could talk about Lily all day. That's how special she is.
She's the most special. Peg is probably like, why do you sit here and talk into a weird device? Like, what are you doing? She's looking at me like
she was. I know. She was directly looking at me over your shoulder for the last 3 minutes. And it
meanwhile, this helps pay for her fancy food.
Oh, yeah.
And her litter robot and her.
Yeah.
Treats.
Mm-hmm.
And the laundry, the water bill for the laundry.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't know what we go through.
They don't.
To provide the life that they're
care.
So accustomed to.
But she'll judge. She's still going to judge.
Oh, I know. I can tell. I think her detention got distracted out the window, thank God. It really made me start questioning my choices the way she was looking at me.
You should.
Are there any more questions?
Yes, there are. Oh, I have a follow-up question to that if you guys want to. Do you guys have any experience with blind dates, either setting someone else up or being set up?
Blind dates.
Okay, I played my hand at this when I was younger. I was like, I think I might be a really good matchmaker. Good.
You did that to me once.
And?
It was
wait, with who?
I'm not going to say it publicly.
Well,
no, but we can talk about blind dates some more. I can talk about blind dates. I set up a really good friend of mine my really good friend who wound up marrying this person and was with them for a number of years. I don't matchmake often, but when I do, I think I have a pretty good track record.
That's great. I go into full energy matching and I forget about
everything else.
Like the real things in life. Yeah.
Yeah, you would say that to me. Well, what about so-and-so? She loves music just like you do. I said, so? You said that to me once.
Right. It's said, like one dumb thing.
Great.
You have
we
in
like
common.
Music.
Good
amazing.
Job,
I see a lifetime of happiness because of that.
Also, I realize it comes with responsibility once things go wrong. Like, say it works out for a while, and then it's like, why did you, I have that with a friend. Like, why did you introduce me? Like, you didn't tell me about, I stopped matchmaking, I think, 20 years ago.
Right.
Because
I don't recall the story. I don't recall the story recently where you tried to do that.
Yeah, you know the two people I'm talking about. Didn't work out well.
I think I hooked up another friend with another friend. I think they went out on a date and that was it.
Oh, they didn't like each other.
I think they liked each other. I just don't think they liked each other in that way enough to go on a second date. But also the way I've always approached it is once I do the introduction, my hands are clean. Keep me out of it. I don't care. I wish you all the best. I hope it leads to something beautiful. And if it doesn't, that's fate.
See,
I don't meddle after that.
If somebody's like, I'm interested in your friend, will you introduce me or something? And then you ask the friend and they're like, oh, yeah, then I'll do that, the intro thing. But I'm never going to go what about so-and-so? Because I think people could have a pretty good idea of handling their own.
But don't people date now online? There's the Rias and the.
Yeah, but when it's a friend.
Love me nots or whatever the hell it is, whatever these other Tinder, all that is Tinder. I think that's just the sex app where you go in for a quick hookup.
Oh my God, grandpa. Yeah, of course that's all going on.
I don't know. I never did online dating. Thankfully, I've never had to experience it. But I think that's how a lot of people now meet each other. It's not really relied on.
I know, but through a friend is better because at least you're in the friend pool. So you feel like you have sort of a similar.
It's way better. I'm just saying now with this social media stuff and this online engagement, now I think that's all transferred over to dating sites. And you swipe left, swipe right.
The only thing fun about that, or what's great in my eyes, is it opens up your dating pool. It's not just local.
Yeah.
Like you can meet someone in Spain.
But then when it's, fun, then you get to figure out the logistics of how to see
each
other.
I understand, but I'm just saying otherwise, unless you were randomly in Spain and randomly met, it's never going to happen otherwise. So that's kind of cool. I don't know why I picked Spain, but.
But again, the logistics. I met the greatest girl. She lives in Madrid. When are you going to see her? I don't know. Maybe in 8 months. Wow.
Okay, but like,
can't wait
until then. Okay. Well, it's not very adventurous.
Sure. And also a pain in the ass. Like, isn't there someone a little closer? Like, hit the 15-mile radius and see what pops up.
It's like a restaurant search.
If it's dead, expand a little more. Slowly expand if nothing looks
well. What's your mileage cut off? 50 miles? Which, like, 25?
And I like to stay in the tri-state area. Thankfully, I haven't had to think about it because I don't online date.
How far would you travel for love?
30 miles seems about.
30? So dumb.
I have shit to do. I can't always hop on a flight and like spend 2 weeks here and
30
spend 2 weeks
mile
there.
Radius.
That's stuff to do.
That makes me laugh.
Where would you go?
What if somebody was right outside like the delivery area? Sorry.
Well, it just depends on the time of day with traffic.
I used to have that with a pizza delivery place. It drove me nuts. We were on the brink of their delivery. We're like within a block.
That
you know
place.
What I'm You've been
I do know
this.
Because I've been a part of the frustration.
And they had my number on file. So when I call, they're like, oh, no, it's you. No, we know you can't.
Oh, it's okay. You again.
And then I'd have friends call with their phone. And sometimes if you got the right employee, they're like, sure, because you can drive one more block over. You can. But I was technically outside of the zone.
That's mean.
It was so mean and frustrating. But when it worked, it was like such a win because it was like, you know, it was obviously like for football Sunday or something, you know, if we're doing something with multiple people. This was such a great place to get.
What was that place called? It was really good pizza and they had a really good salad.
And this is before Postmates. So you had to really rely on if the restaurant felt like it or not. And then I'd like plead. I'd be like, the last time I did this, you guys said it was, you know, well, that was that person. You know, it was such a drag.
Right. That was then.
Anyway,
is now.
That would be you with this girl, said girl.
I've done that. I've done long distance. I've dated people who
I'm
are
sorry,
not.
Sorry, Sally.
And it's a lot.
You're
a lot.
A mile past my dating zone.
Have you? I don't
I'm
think
so
you've
sorry.
Ever dated someone.
I haven't dated that many people, Kate.
Right. So you don't know when you're like, because I've dated someone who lives on the other side of the coast. I've also dated someone who lives in a totally different country.
We're not talking coast, Kate. We're talking 30 miles.
Well, you said Spain. You said Spain. I'm still on the Spain thing.
I said Spain. I'm talking about your problem.
Okay. We're getting more regional. We're going to stay within the 30 mile thing.
You're getting more regional.
You asked me what my mileage would be.
I mean, I'm shocked that you're with a Brazilian. Like,
well,
how that she just happened to be within the radius.
She happened to be within the radius. I'm just being pragmatic.
I know you are. I'm glad it's worked out for you.
Thank God.
It's a very limiting idea.
I would have major issues if that didn't work out because I'd have to deal with mileage. Gas is expensive. There's a lot of traffic.
Now you're just bullshitting.
My tire keeps losing air. I mean, there's just a lot of things. Anyway, is there any more?
Yeah, there's a follow-up, not follow-up, but there's a question that could be a good follow-up to this line of discussion. It's a write-in from Vicky, and she asks, why do a lot of lesbians stay friends with exes?
Why do a lot of lesbians stay friends with exes? I think it depends on the lesbian.
Well,
you're not friends with exes.
Exes. I've worked on it. I used to think when I was younger that you were supposed, an ex meant like an enemy. I had like a really weird idea. Like we broke up. We cannot. Also, I think it depends how you break up. Did somebody do something shitty? Did somebody cheat? Did somebody, right?
I'm friends with most of my exes. There's a couple I can't be bothered with, but there are a number here but the ones I stay in touch with far outweigh the numbers I don't.
Yeah. And why is that?
Because they're great people.
Right.
I adore them.
Right.
They're just not, that wasn't our path in life.
Exactly.
I just went to one of their 40th birthdays the other day and couldn't believe that she was 40.
Yeah.
Like what happened? How did you turn 40?
I mean, I think because we're women, we're understanding, we're forgiving.
I know,
we're like amazing creatures.
Anna's ex is her best friend. It's her other wife.
Just because it's like you change the way in which you love each other.
Mm-hmm. And even if there is hurt, depending on the kind of hurt, like you said, you grow out of that and you realize, all right, it doesn't hurt anymore. And in the bigger scope of things, that really wasn't a big deal. And
I'm trying to take a picture of Peg on pants here because it's so good.
She's judging me again. Could you have a talk with her? If she wants to join next time, to not be so outwardly critical.
Yeah, we might need to Instagram. I took myself out of it because I look like...
You don't look like hell.
I do. It's, no, you don't. I need to really...
You don't. Actually, the lighting is quite balanced on your face.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You're right, I think. And also, I can only speak for myself, but also the social circle is a lot smaller. So you always wind up knowing someone who knows that person.
Well, yours is.
And yeah, mine is very small. It turned out to be very small. Yeah. Why not? Life is short.
It's got the greatest picture. Okay. Three things have happened since this episode has aired. The L word has come out.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our merch has dropped. So you can order it. And I'm still eating my kale. Okay, so we'll see everybody next week.
Next week, Pockets.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Kate Menig, and Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa D. Montz. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can follow Pants on Instagram at The Pants Pod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.